Coming up quick from the Steffes Group, a quarter of land in Grand Forks County near Larimore closes Wednesday, March 30th. It's a timed online auction. Next Thursday, the 31st, out in Turtle Lake, North Dakota, live on site or online, the Wes Weibel Farm Retirement Auction. And up in Gary, Minnesota, Thursday, the Prestigord Farms Inventory Reduction Sale. Check the listings and bid online. Want to track used equipment sale prices on your phone? Download the new Steffes Price Guide for iPhone and Android and get details on all the upcoming Steffes auctions at steffesgroup.com.
All right, it's time to talk marketing and markets. Jamie Kohaki of Paragon Investments down there in Topeka, Kansas. Welcome back to Farm Talk, Jamie.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
You're very welcome, because we're getting all kinds of reports, and hey, this afternoon we'll get an updated winter wheat crop condition. We're getting news that guys might be disking down the winter wheat, but hey, there's rain in the forecast. What's that winter wheat crop, at least in northeast Kansas, what does it look like?
Yeah, it, around here, northeast, like you're saying, looks very, very poor. Last week, the conditions per the whole state was 26% poor to very poor, 25% good to excellent. Like you said there a few seconds ago, I do think we'll probably see a bump here this week. With today's report, you know, per the rain we saw late last week and a little bit more here midweek. But guys are disking. They're going to go to beans with it. And it's just been, you know, awfully, awfully dry going back to early September. And the forecast going all the way out into June is still very, very dry as well for the whole entire Midwest. And despite, you know, $10 wheat, it really, you know, there's no other option but for guys to till it up.
And soybeans are the, because usually, you know, you get this winter wheat crop combined in late June, early July, and then you plant a second crop of soybeans. If you plant soybeans now, can you plant a second crop after soybeans?
You can, but it's very, very risky. Even the second soybean crop after wheat, usually, you know, it does take a yield loss, you know, comparable to just having one crop of soybeans, and even double cropping. The yield just historically haven't been there for that, even though, you know, guys do try it. Might be a little bit easier for guys clear out west that do have irrigation, but I think they'll probably just go to one solid bean crop, and probably you obviously won't get planting on it for another month, roughly.
Yeah, well, this is concerning because obviously you're going to lose the wheat income. The wheat acres are going to be down. There is less wheat out there, but individual farmers are going to have less income.
Yeah, there's awfully, you know, different hot spots on the ledger, like you're saying, for farmers of did they stick with the regular rotation or not? You know, did they shift the beans? What does the big report say on Thursday? I mean, right now it's 92 and 88 for corn and bean acres. I think we'll probably see a little bit higher than that on the bean side. And like you're saying too, you know, the issue globally with tight supplies, the logistics issue coming out of the Baltic Sea area. We've got, you know, parts of China back on lockdown again. And there's just so many X factors yet that they really could blow the market up, and the funds are positioned very, very long, top 10 all-time long position for all grains right now.
Reading between the lines of what you just said, Jamie, do you expect a limit down move at 11, a nanosecond after 11 a.m. Thursday?
No, that's a great point, because the computers will be in charge, you know, for the first 30 seconds to minute until, you know, everybody else gets to see the numbers. And so that big volatility may be done with by then. I do think that we will see, you know, the market, if it does sell off, will probably be bought into, just because, you know, on the other hot issues, like I said, they're globally, it's still very, very supportive. And I don't see the funds, you know, off of one report saying we're done and the hives are in and we're going to turn around and get short for the rest of the whole entire growing season with literally hardly any, you know, seeds in the ground.
Yeah. Well, farmers are always keeping their feelings and their thoughts pretty close to the vest. But so I haven't seen anybody giggle lately. Well, maybe they are giggling a little bit here with wheat up to, you know, 10.57 in Chicago, 10.70 in Kansas City here, new crop even 10.69.5 today, down 37.5. So, you know, some $11 wheat. My goodness, this is great. But this is very concerning, isn't it? So we're down today from being crazy high the last couple of weeks. Is this proof that the market is doing its job? It's working.
I think you could, you know, back and forth. It's a thinly traded market right now. Like you're saying, a lot of computers pretty much controlling the market. Here today did not really surprise me that we had a lot of red ink. The whole entire commodity sector really took a hit today, end of the month, end of the quarter coming, big report on Thursday, a lot of money on the table. And I think you're continuing to see the funds lighten up real lightly ahead of this report. We also saw a meltdown in the energy sector today, the U.S. dollar higher as well. So the funds are very, very quiet today. I think they'll be back active probably, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, may get a little turnaround too, but I think we'll still trade in the red yet a few times here yet this week and then wait to see what happens Thursday morning.
Well, if this war drags on and we continue with the the high prices, that's going to add to food inflation. We've got high gas prices, diesel fuel is a challenge. How do you see all of this, you know, U.S. economy, not just the ag economy, but the U.S. economy? How does this all work itself out here in 2022?
I think longer term, it's got to be very, very bearish to the broader markets, you know, assuming that the stocks, you know, are getting toppy or not. You know, I'd look for the meat sector to, you know, to possibly take a beating yet of, you know, who can, you know, afford a $40 steak, you know, with $100 worth of fuel in your truck and, you know, power bills doubling as well. So I think there's a lot of, you know, concern longer term of, you know, couple different sectors of the broader economy really, really could take a beating and drag everything down with it. And if this COVID starts spreading again, you know, China in lockdown like they are now in Shanghai for 9 days, do these variants keep popping up and parts of Europe shuts down and all that again or not?
So are the grain futures, particularly wheat, with, 10.57 in Chicago, $11 or so in Kansas City wheat, spring wheat is up there. Are these artificially high? Do you expect a decline in grain prices here coming up?
Longer term, we could. I don't see it immediately happening. Of you know, we knock off a couple bucks here real quick. You know, come this fall, maybe we see it retract back towards closer of historical prices. But I think until we get the logistics issue figured out, we got roughly 25% of all exports coming out of the Baltic Sea area. Per that issue, does Ukraine, you know, end up with a crop at all or not? Can they get fertilizer? Can they get fuel? Even if they do have a crop, can they get it to the ports with, you know, bridges blowing up and, you know, roads blowing up as well? So you get that issue, and then here, you know, hopefully with our genetics like they are, we can grow a crop with the prices where they are, and you know, where can we export it to if China, you know, continuing being locked down off and on or not, and where does South America end up at with their crop sizes? The weather there is turning dry. The second corn crop looks to be in very, very good shape. The 10-day outlook today turned a lot drier.
Yeah. Hey, how much rain is in the Topeka forecast here this week?
Maybe a quarter inch. It's going to be very, very spotty. It's nothing widespread. We got really lucky last week, though. Had a nice inch soaking rain. Really, really blessed with that. Ooh. But here this week, it's going to be spotty and more wind and more kind of a typical spring storm of maybe some severe storms.
All right. Well, we're jealous even of your storms. All right. Jamie, how do producers get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 785-338-4111.
Will do. Have a good week, and dodge the hailstones if they come your way.
You bet.
All right. Talk to you later. All righty. Coming up, taking a break across the bottom of the hour. And Jim Bauer joins us talking markets next on Farm Talk.